To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying. You know that's what I love to do, right? You know it's what I love to do. I'm always dancing. If y'all could just see me in the studio, just getting down. At least I think I am. Everybody else, the other two people in the studio are looking at me like, y'all crazy. Welcome, everyone. We sure appreciate you sticking and staying with us. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. If this is your first time visiting with us tonight, I do hope that you will enjoy it. And come on down and see us on Sunday nights. And we'd love to have you involved. You know, there are times that we ask questions and really open up the phone lines in case you have any questions or concerns, or you want to challenge, you know, something that I said. These are the things I truly enjoy. So I look forward to having you with us more often, those of you that are just joining us for the first time. I have been here at CCO, just to let you know, as the host. I have been here for, my goodness, over 25 years. It's about 27 years already. And I'm just blown away by that. The years go so fast. But what I do know is that it's important for us to pay attention to life and the times that we are in and the times that we are spending, right? Because all of the time that we spend really matters to us here at WCCO. We want to make sure that we are giving you information that you need, giving you information that's fun, crazy, wonderful, all of that. And we can't do it without you. So thank you again for being with us tonight. Well, I have to tell you, I'm so excited because I came downtown tonight on Hennepin Avenue and I saw these beautiful holiday trees. I call them Christmas trees. And they're all the way down from, oh my goodness, from the Basilica, I believe, all the way down to Washington. And I got so excited. I just started, you know, oh my God, it actually looks like Christmas is here. It's just remarkable. Those little moments, even though we may look at it and go, oh, that's cool. I'm excited because we haven't seen that downtown Minneapolis in a long time, specifically on Hennepin. Now, did I see it later on when we turned down different streets? No, I didn't see it. But I have to tell you, my heart is still smiling. I am still joyful because of what I saw on Hennepin. This is a way when you have your family, it's dark outside, it's Hennepin Avenue. Some people are scared to death to be on, you know, on that avenue. Oh my gosh. And then you see all of these trees and you say to yourself, the families that are going to the theaters, the people that are in the restaurants and doing so much more, they can look and say, wow, it's starting to feel like the season, right? The Christmas season, the holiday season, however you want to look at it. And that's beautiful to me. Jonathan, does it matter to you when you see the Christmas trees on Hennepin?
Sight.
It's sight.
Sight.
It's all right.
Eh.
I love it.
Eh.
I've been waiting for this. So for me, it's
very
just
good.
Like,
good for you.
Yeah, I thought you would say something like that. And that's
no,
unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
I'm happy for you. For me, it's like, yeah.
It's nothing. I wish it was better for you. I wish it was. I wish it was something that would make you happy. In fact, what would be the thing on Hennepin Avenue that could spark your joy?
The thing on Hennepin Avenue?
Yeah. I mean, we've already got the sports places that are filled, and
right. They're
watching, you know, that big place called Tom's something.
Oh, Tom's Watch Bar.
Yeah. That place is packed on Sunday nights when there are games, right?
Yeah, it's. I've only walked in there one time.
Yeah.
But it looks like, I want to say maybe an elevated type of sports bar. It looks like it's got the sports bar feel, but a little bit upper crust. Sort of like between the middle and the upper crust.
Okay, so take that out of your brain and give it to me in words. What do you mean?
It's a slightly fancier type of sports bar. It's not what you would typically talk about. Like, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. Buffalo Wild Wings, sports bar, franchise sports bar all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom's Watch Bar is that concept, but heightened a little bit in a touch more, I don't want to say class, but it seems like you need to dress up a little bit more. You need to take in khakis instead of jeans, you know?
Really?
Yeah. That's,
I didn't get that sense. I mean, the windows are huge. The screens inside are gigantic.
Yeah.
The biggest I've seen in a sports bar.
I don't want to say it's a cross. To me, it seems like a cross between a nightclub and a sports bar, but it's trending that way to me.
A nightclub?
Yeah.
So do you hear music in there? When you went in, did you hear music being played?
No, I didn't. Not a nightclub as in you're going to go in and you're going to, you know, dance your tuchus off.
Even just music to listen to, yeah.
But I just meant the feel of it.
Oh, the feel of it.
Yeah, a little bit more of a feel of it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't get that feeling when I passed it. I do love seeing it. Because I think it's really remarkable. It brings people in, people that don't know that the game has already started. You know, some people forget about that. It's really fun to see how many people are in there, and they're watching games, not just one game, but games.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And then what's the name of that bar?
I will say this. I should try to go down there sometime around March Madness. Sometime around the NCAA tournament, because that would probably be a very good place to watch those games.
Really?
I would think it's really cool.
I like passing that every Sunday night.
Yeah, I would think it, if it's good for football Sundays, it's probably really good for that NCAA basketball tournament.
Right. Have you ever been to the Lowry restaurant?
No,
on Lindale?
I haven't.
It's really good food, good people. And by day, like in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, they're doing breakfast. But they also have so many other things that you can get. But in the evening, it almost turns into like a bar kind of a mood.
Yeah.
They play some really great music and that sort of thing. They kind of calm down the lights and
again,
that sort of thing.
A little bit elevated.
Yeah.
Not what you would consider your typical bar or your dive bar, but a little bit elevated.
However, across the street was Liquor Lyle's, okay? Liquor Lyle's had a few holes in the floor, I've been told.
From what I've heard, that is not elevated.
That's not elevated.
No.
However, it's a brand new bar.
Yes, I saw that they renovated the building.
It's a game bar.
It's a game bar. Because I think we could see like baseball, football, all kinds of
games. No.
That kind of games.
Video games.
But it's sports video games, isn't it? No.
It's basically it's like one of the old arcades.
Right. It's got they got the old
like
pinball machines and stuff, all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, they remade it into a pinball bar.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
A pinball bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it for the youngins, or is it for
all ages?
For every all ages?
They have liquor. They got a bar in there, and it's just full of games.
And liquor. Do they have food there, do you know?
I don't know either.
No, they do. When I saw this, probably. I went online. They will have food. They do have food.
Yeah.
I'm so glad the Liquor Lyle's building is gone.
I'm sad.
You're sad. Please. Please. Thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled that it's, you know, done with.
To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own, that's for sure.
Seat 32, you can see right down to the floor in the basement.
That's the way it used to be, right? Oh, my gosh. We've got quite a few bars that still exist that maybe you might want to say, should that really still exist?
Well,
CC Tab, one of
I was going to say, y'all talk. I heard y'all after the show one night talking about CC Club over on Lindell.
I've never been in there, so I will not remark on that.
But looking from the outside, looking in, I know that that's had some wear and tear on
it. It has had some wear and tear.
Yes.
Your feet stick to the floor?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
We were there. We were going by there, and some people from California were hooping it up about the 49ers game and telling us, we're hollering at us about going across the street. And it was hilarious, man. And they were just lit up.
a lot of folks are lit up. You know, it was a Saturday night.
There are places out there where you look at the outside of the building. It's like, oh, they got some, you know, they touched up some paint. They got some new facade. They got all that. And then you go on the inside and you're like, oh, they really need to touch up the inside. They needed to do that instead of the outside.
So when you say touch up.
There are some places where on the outside, it ain't touched up at all.
Right.
You're like, oh, okay, this has been around a while.
CC.
Oh, see, that's wrong. I'm not going to even talk about that. I've never been in there. I will never say something about a place I've never been inside of.
I'll tell you what used to be that way, the Uptown VFW.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I had some friends that used to play at VFWs, and they called me and said, Gerlin, we really want you to do an Aretha Franklin tune. I was like, I'd love to. These guys were so much fun, and I brought some girlfriends with me. We had a ball. Now, some of these VFWs had some real challenges.
That's what I'm saying. The Uptown used to be one of them.
Really?
It's still open?
They actually expanded because they renovated the front.
Wow.
And now it's newer. I've only been there once or twice since they renovated that front portion of the building. But the back is still what I like to call a sardine can. It's still the same. They haven't really changed that as far as I know. But they updated the front. They actually turned the side room into a hall where you can have musicians. There have been shows there. There was a show I wanted to go see there in August, but I couldn't because I had to be here because the Twins were on.
Yeah, I went past Mortimer. You know where Mortimer is?
Yeah.
And so I was asking Rick about it, and I kept saying, okay, Mortimer's, what is Mortimer's? What is that like? And it said, you know, live music every night, I think it is. Have you been in there?
It's just on
I've been in Mortimer's.
Yeah. Just on the weekends?
Just on the weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's not every night.
It's not every night.
No.
But
okay.
It's changed, though, because they've spruced it up a little bit.
Here's the thing I don't understand. Right now in our city, the city of Minneapolis, no matter where you go, you get a chance to see where a lot of buildings are dying. These buildings are dying, right? Like Rudolph's. Remember Rudolph's?
Man. Yeah.
You read my mind because I was going to say when you brought up Mortimer's, I said, you know what really looks bad?
Yeah.
The old Rudolph's.
What are they going to do with that?
Does
anyone heard any information about that? It broke my heart. Yeah. Because the guy who owned that place,
Jimmy.
Oh my God, we loved Jimmy. You know, you go in and Jimmy's like, "Hey, Javita,
you used to talk about Rudolph's all the time,
The time, man. Yeah, that barbecue was the stuff. You know, that was the juice that made you just go back over and over again. I know it was sugar in it. I know it had to be. sugar. All right, we got to take a break. It is now, 7:18, and we'll be back in a moment.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is now 7:21 here at WCCO. My goodness, it's 49 degrees outside, but do we really care? It's so beautiful. It's just been a great couple of weeks with the weather. It's been amazing, hasn't it? And I hope you don't forget about it. Welcome back, everyone. As you're listening to Steele Talkin', I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. I'm excited to have a guest that's calling in, Gary from Brooklyn Park. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, Jalen?
I'm doing all right, man. You staying out of trouble?
Oh, well, I'm trying to.
We're all trying.
I was glad that you commented about the lighting downtown Minneapolis. Although I don't get downtown Minneapolis, it kind of makes you feel better when you know that there's lights out there, Christmas lights. It gets you in the spirit.
It does. It does. It's the same thing when you are in neighborhoods and you see maybe, you know, three blocks of one neighborhood and no one's putting up anything. And then you go to another neighborhood and it's just filled and you want to stay over there to see all of that beauty, right? So you're absolutely correct. So have you already set up your house? You already set up your place?
I have my Christmas tree up so far.
Your Christmas what?
My Christmas tree.
Oh, you do? Now, that's another thing I've been seeing, are Christmas trees. Started about, I'd say about 4 weeks ago, I saw the first Christmas tree, and I was surprised to see that so soon.
I was very saddened today to hear of the passing of Rosalynn Carter. I thought she was a terrific first lady.
Yeah, I know someone who knows her and knew her and her husband, and it's remarkable to hear her tell some of the stories about Rosalynn, the former president, that she was such a beautiful soul. And the marriage that they had in public, in front of all of us, was so beautiful.
Yes.
I kept thinking to myself, why can't we see more of that?
Hey, Jalen, and I have one quick question for you. Have you heard yet if WCCO is going to have It's a Wonderful Life on this year at Christmas time?
Well, let's see. Let's talk to Jonathan. He would know or not know. Hey, Jonathan, what do you say?
I don't know if we will. In the past, we've had it on in previous weeks leading up to Christmas as a live broadcast, and then we replay it on, I believe, on Christmas Eve. But we have not, I think last year they recorded it. We didn't play it as a live broadcast, but they went over to the St. Paul Hotel and recorded it, and then we did play it back during our Christmas programming. I don't know what direction we'll take this year. We haven't been given any heads up on that. So right now, maybe, but we're not sure.
Now, Gary, I got to ask you.
I certainly hope that they do play it.
Yeah, I hope that they do play it as well. But I'm curious to know, are you playing Christmas songs already?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. You are getting it done, dude.
Now,
awesome.
I'm 77 years old, and I still get as much out of Christmas as what I did before, because I think there's a real need for Christmas, not the gifts and not everything else, but the camaraderie of being around people.
I agree with that. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Gary, and you're absolutely right. Those trees are absolutely beautiful.
Hey, you have a good one, Jalen.
You too. Merry Christmas to you, sir. All right, and to those that are listening in and you're wondering, okay, should I be putting up a tree now? Yeah, sure, absolutely. Whatever we can do to bring some joy. We've had enough sadness. We have had so much pain in our country over the, you know, since 2020, really. We have not gotten rid of that pain. And so what can help us? hey, if you are not a Christian or you're not in, you don't believe in this and that, there's always something you can do. Remember the totem poles and they would decorate them, you know, paint them and decorate them. Whatever you have to do to help bring joy to this time of the year, then do it. Then do it. You know, right now, I have to go get my mother another Rudolph because somebody took Rudolph, right? So we had two Rudolphs. Somebody took it. Now I got to go buy another one. And they are not cheap. But I want the joy of it. I want my mother to see the joy of it outside of her house. But I haven't put lights up on the windows probably in the last 10 years. I used to always put it up, and I don't anymore. And I should do that. It's a lot of work. Sometimes you got to pay somebody to do it. Oh, and by the way, Jonathan, I actually looked up a company that will come and decorate your house completely. And I said, oh, okay, I want to do this so I don't have to do all of this work. Oh, my God, the prices were ridiculous. I was like, not in my purse. Uh-uh. No, you trying to bust the bottom out of my purse. No, sir. No, thank you.
I have two words for your finding there, okay. Your finding of the company.
Uh-huh.
Not surprised.
You're not surprised?
No.
I love that they do have them, though. Right. I love that people can get experts to come and decorate their yards and houses and all of that.
It's a nice service to have.
Right.
I'm not surprised that they're going to cost you a pretty penny.
You know what I want to know, though? And I'm asking all of you that are listening, please feel free to call in at 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. Here's the question. Why is it that so many houses throughout the Twin Cities decide on just the white lights? No colored lights whatsoever. None. There's no green, no red, no blue, no purple. Come on. Royal blue. Nothing. I see on the homes, especially in the neighborhoods that I frequent, white. What is that? Give us a call and tell us why you choose white lights and nothing else. Is it cheaper? Is it that's your favorite color? If so, then everybody must have that color that they love just about. Because I don't see a lot of colored lights. Now, if you go out into the suburbs, you see so much more than white lights. You see other colors. You see trees that are green, have green lights on them. I mean, they are beautiful colors that we can all use and we can all say to each other, wow, look at that. Yes, we have the white lights, but we also have this, you know, plethora of other colors. Wouldn't that be lovely? But no, in almost every neighborhood where I see lights up right now, right now, I mean, Thanksgiving is around the corner. So you know people are putting up Christmas lights. What I'm seeing is white lights. What is that? Does it say something? Does it mean anything? Is it that nobody really wants to bother with the new lights? That's what I want to know. 651-461-9226. Don't worry. I don't bite. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 7:33 here at WCCO, and I'm excited to introduce you to the Senior Director of Nyron Magnetics. Well, who is that? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about it. There haven't been a lot of great headlines for the big three, you know, the American automakers. Not lately, anyway. For two of them, like Chrysler, a local company has provided a bright spot in the news. Last week, GM and Stellantis, which used to be Chrysler, announced they would provide a substantial investment in a Minneapolis-based company for the development of clean earth magnets that could be used in electric vehicles. To explain these advancements, Tom Granger of Nyron Magnetics is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm so excited to have you join us, Tom. Welcome.
Jalen, thank you. It's exciting to be joining.
This is a really big deal. How did it come together?
So it was a long time in the making. Nyron Magnetics has been a company in the Minnesota area for a decade now, but this specific deal, Nyron was first working with General Motors in 2020. They were looking for a way to make better electric motors, and they partnered with the Department of Energy project to look to new materials. If you are looking to make a better cake, sometimes you need better ingredients. And so Nyron's magnets were something they looked into then. 3 years later, as Niron had done a lot to hone the technology and was looking to start scaling up manufacturing. We looked to the folks we've been working with, and they're looking to their electric futures. So it was a strong match.
I'm so glad that you can say that, that you can actually say it's a strong match, because here's the challenge. We've been talking about magnets and how they've been destroying so many lakes and ponds and you name it, right? The problem is we didn't hear enough about it, as far as I'm concerned. There wasn't enough in the news about it. So now we're talking about it. This is a big deal. This could be healing, like a big piece of healing for our world. Knowing that, why did it take so long?
So, I mean, there's the solution, the conversation that both took some time. The conversation, I think, is the world is sort of becoming more aware of the environmental impact of so much that we're doing. People are becoming more cognizant, and that comes with some difficulty, but also comes with a lot of hope and a lot of people who are really motivated to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Niron's been the benefactor of those people. In fact, we've doubled our team size, largely finding folks who are excited about that mission. What you ask about in terms of how did this come to be? Why now? Why not earlier?
Right.
It was in 2011 that it was the U.S. government sort of woke up to this problem. They looked around, and it was a trade dispute between China and Japan, actually, China being where most of the rare earth elements that make magnets today come from. Mm. They said, wow, all of our magnetic materials that go into things like electric vehicle motors, but also things like the speakers that everyone listening to Steel Talking is hearing us out of tonight. Magnets are sort of the unsung hero of a lot of technologies. Those magnets depend on elements that are very messy to extract. Mm. And so they put money toward the number of programs. And this is their Advanced Research Projects Agency for Energy. It's really the moonshots. They know not all of these bets are going to pay off, but sort of like the crew in Mission Impossible. If you can do it, you know, if you choose to accept your mission, and a number of university groups, private industry groups did. Niron was the group who in 2011, the project sort of funding happened. In 2013, it was determined that those initial results out of the University of Minnesota here in the Twin Cities were among the most promising. And there were about 7 years of work from there, just on the science of it. It was really uncertain whether or not something was going to pan out. But the entire time, what they knew is this material we're talking about now had some of the highest potential of any material. The physics said it could be great. It had good genes. And what we're seeing in the last few years is that work has paid off. It's less of a science problem, became an engineering problem that yields the time and effort and bright folks. And now it's about scaling up and trying to do more of something good.
You must be very excited about the metrics of how this is going and what we can see it into the future. A lot of people are going to ask questions about this. Can they trust it? Can they trust their children around it? You know, I'm a person who has purchased so many batteries in my life. And, you know, I sometimes look at it because I save them all to recycle them. This will not have to be recycled, correct?
So it's something that, when you need to, can be recycled, but you're right to say it's not something that goes bad. You've got this, it's a magnetic material, it's in your device, and what it's made of, I think we're always asking when something's safe, what goes into it? This magnetic material is iron nitride, and so made of iron and nitrogen, mm-hmm. Nitrogen being the most common element in the air we're all breathing, iron being fortunate and familiar. We've got steel, we know what railroads are made of, it's common, familiar materials, but the way they're put together allows us to get this material that is magnetic, sort of that the border between science and magic when you get into magnetism, unlocked by putting these things together in a unique way that was originally thought up at the university.
When did it begin when they started talking about iron nitrogen, where they actually said, let's start looking into this? When did that happen?
So it actually predates anything we've talked about just yet. It was the 1950s where folks first started looking into this material. The first literature appears, and that just speaks to how tricky this was to make. Folks were looking to make steel harder. So they were trying to case-harden steel, and nitrogen was a candidate material, steel being made of iron. And someone observed that this became somewhat magnetic. It was an odd side effect, like so many things are. It was decades that passed where it was very difficult to recreate or to measure in any pure phase. And it was only when a professor at the University of Minnesota, Professor John Ping Wang, who is an esteemed member of their magnetics department there, really dedicated himself to saying, I'm going to unravel this mystery. It's been an academic curiosity for a long time. The numbers say you should get a magnetic material, but we can't quite explain why or how we get there. And so he really set himself to it. And then that his initial results were what drove that excitement, allowed the Department of Energy to get involved, and allowed the findings that would become NIRON.
How about that? And as the senior director, whom you are, tell me how, what did that feel like for you, knowing that you were moving up and forward?
So I think I'll try to speak for the whole team here, where there's 60 folks at NIRON now, which is a little unbelievable because there were 30 at the beginning of the year. Mm. But everyone's excited. I think that it's rare to have something new that is so fundamental. If you look at the periodic table of elements, it hasn't changed in a little while. A new magnetic material is sort of one step downstream. And so what that can do is it can unlock so much for everything else that's downstream. Every motor is potential for something to be unlocked. And those motors go into all sorts of devices, into industrial assembly lines, into cars that we drive, into pumps that move around coolant. And I mean, some are more exciting than others, but just that cascading possibility. And then no one knew if it was going to happen. And I think the change that's happened this year is now the team knows. It's a matter of, you know, how fast and how big that's going to happen. And that feels different and it feels really exciting.
Right. You know, it's amazing. When these sort of things happen in our world, it's a really big deal. And I hope that this will be something people will continue to talk about for years to come, that children will learn about for years to come. I am curious about the company's intellectual property that currently consists of 30 granted patents and another 20 pending. Now, you and I both know sometimes it takes like a whole lifetime to get that done. And knowing that it's pending and are you getting closer? Are you seeing that, you know, we can probably get to this point by, what, the next 10 years or more?
So the excitement is, I talked a little bit about a material that has so much potential. You think about an athlete with good genes. And so there's a bit of they've got an advantage from the start, but it's about putting in that training, putting that time, putting in that work. The training and the time and the work is starting to pay off such that NIRON has a you know, commercially viable material, something that will be in its first products by the end of 2024. And so the wait largely is over. What's very exciting is there are still those good genes. What's going to be in products in the end of 2024 is still less than half of what is possible with this material. And so there's still lots of work that the team is doing and lots of potential they're capturing to live up to sort of what is the maximum, what is the ceiling, see if we can touch the ceiling, maybe push on it, maybe go further.
This is so big. Are you thinking that the team will have to grow? You may need more people?
And so absolutely. And I will say that growing the team in the last year, and I just names and faces are coming to mind as I say this, Joanne, it's the people have been what allowed us to succeed in both this funding round and in the technology milestones that enabled it and in the manufacturing milestones that let us get this out there. But we're at roughly 60 today. And if all progresses as is planned, and that's already starting, this time next year we'll probably be double that. And so if any of the listeners today are folks with material science or manufacturing backgrounds in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. or excited about a new magnetic material, you know who to call, NIRON Magnetics. We're operators are waiting, standing by.
It really is quite remarkable. I get really excited just reading the story about this really incredible moment for NIRON Magnetics. What about parents? You know, that's always an issue when it comes to learning about it in the schools, the teachers. But the parents are going to have some concerns. How do you make sure that we really understand what this is and that we don't have to be afraid of it?
Absolutely. And part of this is that magnets they've flown under the radar for a long time. You start talking about them, people say, what are you talking about? Magnets? Those go in my fridge. Like, right. what are we doing here? making such a big deal out of it. And so in some ways we benefit because everyone knows what a magnet is. Everyone's felt one and played with them.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It is now 7:33 here at WCCO, and I'm excited to introduce you to the Senior Director of Nyron Magnetics. Well, who is that? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about it. There haven't been a lot of great headlines for the big three, you know, the American automakers. Not lately, anyway. For two of them, like Chrysler, a local company has provided a bright spot in the news. Last week, GM and Stellantis, which is used to be Chrysler, announced they would provide a substantial investment in a Minneapolis-based company for the development of clean earth magnets that could be used in electric vehicles. To explain these advancements, Tom Granger of Nyron Magnetics is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm so excited to have you join us, Tom. Welcome.
Carolyn, thank you. It's exciting to be joining.
This is a really big deal. How did it come together?
So it was a long time in the making. Nyron Magnetics has been a company in the Minnesota area for a decade now, but this specific deal, Nyron was first working with General Motors in 2020. They were looking for a way to make better electric motors, and they partnered with the Department of Energy project to look to new materials. If you are looking to make a better cake, sometimes you need better ingredients. And so Nyron's magnets were something they looked into then. 3 years later, as Nyron had done a lot to hone the technology, I was looking to start scaling up manufacturing. We looked to the folks we've been working with, and they're looking to their electric futures. So it was a strong match.
I'm so glad that you can say that you can actually say it's a strong match, because here's the challenge. We've been talking about magnets and how they've been destroying so many lakes and ponds and you name it, right? The problem is we didn't hear enough about it, as far as I'm concerned. There wasn't enough in the news about it. So now we're talking about it. This is a big deal. This could be healing, like a big piece of healing for our world. Knowing that, why did it take so long?
So, I mean, there's the solution, the conversation that both took some time. The conversation, I think, is the world is sort of becoming more aware of the environmental impact of so much that we're doing. People are becoming more cognizant, and that comes with some difficulty, but also comes with a lot of hope and a lot of people who are really motivated to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Narron's been the benefactor of those people. In fact, we've doubled our team size, largely finding folks who are excited about that mission. What you ask about in terms of how did this come to be? Why now? Why not earlier?
Right.
It was in 2011 that it was the U.S. government sort of woke up to this problem. They looked around and it was a trade dispute between China and Japan, actually, China being where most of the rare earth elements that make magnets today come from. Mm. They said, wow, all of our magnetic materials that go into things like electric vehicle motors, but also things like the speakers that everyone listening to Steel Talking is hearing us out of tonight. Magnets are sort of the unsung hero of a lot of technologies. Those magnets depend on elements that are very messy to extract. Mm. And so they put money towards a number of programs. And this is their Advanced Research Projects Agency for Energy. It's really the moonshots. They know not all of these bets are going to pay off, but sort of like the crew mission impossible. If you can do it, you know, if you choose to accept your mission, and a number of university groups, private industry groups did. Narron was the group who in 2011, the project sort of funding happened. In 2013, it was determined that those initial results out of the University of Minnesota here in the Twin Cities were among the most promising. And there were about 7 years of work from there, just on the science of it. It was really uncertain whether or not something was going to pan out. But the entire time, what they knew is this material we're talking about now had some of the highest potential of any material. The physics said it could be great. It had good genes. And what we're seeing in the last few years is that work has paid off. It's less of a science problem. It became an engineering problem that yields the time and effort and bright folks. And now it's about scaling up and trying to do more of something good.
You must be very excited about the metrics of how this is going and what we can see it into the future. A lot of people are going to ask questions about this. Can they trust it? Can they trust their children around it? You know, I'm a person who has purchased so many batteries in my life. And, you know, I sometimes look at it because I save them all to recycle them. This will not have to be recycled, correct?
So it's something that, when you need to, can be recycled, but you're right to say it's not something that goes bad. You've got this, it's a magnetic material, it's in your device, and what it's made of. I think we're always asking, when something's safe, what goes into it? This magnetic material is iron nitride, and so made of iron and nitrogen, mm-hmm. Nitrogen being the most common element in the air we're all breathing, iron being fortunate and familiar. We've got steel, we know what railroads are made of, it's common, familiar materials, but the way they're put together allows us to get this material that is magnetic, sort of that the border between science and magic when you get into magnetism unlocked by putting these things together in a unique way that was originally thought up at the university.
When did it begin, when they started talking about iron nitrogen, where they actually said, let's start looking into this? When did that happen?
So it actually predates anything we've talked about just yet. It was the 1950s where folks first started looking into this material. The first literature appears, and that just speaks to how tricky this was to make. Folks were looking to make steel harder. So they were trying to case-hardened steel, and nitrogen was a candidate material, steel being made of iron. And someone observed that this became somewhat magnetic. It was an odd side effect, like so many things are. It was decades that passed where it was very difficult to recreate or to measure in any pure phase. And it was only when a professor at the University of Minnesota, Professor Zhangping Wang, who is an esteemed member of their magnetics department there, really dedicated himself to saying, I'm going to unravel this mystery. It's been an academic curiosity for a long time. The numbers say you should get a magnetic material, but we can't quite explain why or how we get there. And so he really set himself to it. And then his initial results were what drove that excitement, allowed the Department of Energy to get involved, and allowed the findings that would become Narron.
How about that? And as the senior director, whom you are, tell me how, what did that feel like for you, knowing that you were moving up and forward?
So I think I'll try to speak for the whole team here, where there's There's 60 folks at Nyron now, which is a little unbelievable because there were 30 at the beginning of the year. Mm. But everyone's excited. I think that it's rare to have something new that is so fundamental. If you look at the periodic table of elements, it hasn't changed in a little while. A new magnetic material is sort of one step downstream. And so what that can do is it can unlock so much for everything else that's downstream. Every motor is potential for something to be unlocked. And those motors go into all sorts of devices, into industrial assembly lines, into cars that we drive, into pumps that move around coolant. And I mean, some are more exciting than others, but just that cascading possibility. And then no one knew if it was going to happen. And I think the change that's happened this year is now the team knows. It's a matter of, you know, how fast and how big that's going to happen. And that feels different and it feels really exciting.
Right. You know, it's amazing. When these sort of things happen in our world, it's a really big deal. And I hope that this will be something people will continue to talk about for years to come, that children will learn about for years to come. I am curious about the company's intellectual property that currently consists of 30 granted patents and another 20 pending. Now, you and I both know sometimes it takes like a whole lifetime to get that done. And knowing that it's pending and you are you getting closer? Are you seeing that, you know, we can probably get to this point by, what, the next 10 years or more?
So the excitement is, I talked a little bit about a material that has so much potential. You think about an athlete with good genes. And so there's a bit of they've got an advantage from the start, but it's about putting in that training, putting that time, putting in that work. The training and the time and the work is starting to pay off such that Nyron has a commercially viable material, something that will be in its first products by the end of 2024. And so the wait largely is over. What's very exciting is there are still those good genes. What's going to be in products in the end of 2024 is still less than half of what is possible with this material. And so there's still lots of work that the team is doing and lots of potential they're capturing to live up to sort of what is the maximum, what is the ceiling, see if we can touch the ceiling, maybe push on it, maybe go further.
This is so big. Are you thinking that the team will have to grow? You may need more people?
And so absolutely. And I will say that growing the team in the last year, and I just names and faces are coming to mind as I say this, Jalen, it's the people have been what allowed us to succeed in both this funding round and the technology milestones that enabled it and then the manufacturing milestones that let us get this out there. But we're at roughly 60 today. And if all progresses as is planned, and that's already starting, this time next year we'll probably be double that. And so if any of the listeners today are folks with material science or manufacturing backgrounds in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. or excited about a new magnetic material, You know who to call, Nyron Magnetics. We're operators are waiting, standing by.
It really is quite remarkable. I get really excited just reading the story about this really incredible moment for Nyron Magnetics. What about parents? You know, that's always an issue when it comes to learning about it in the schools, the teachers. But the parents are going to have some concerns. How do you make sure that we really understand what this is and that we don't have to be afraid of it?
Absolutely. And part of this is that magnets they've flown under the radar for a long time. You start talking about them, people say, what are you talking about? Magnets? Those go in my fridge. Like,
right.
what are we doing here making such a big deal out of it? And so in some ways we benefit because everyone knows what a magnet is. Everyone's felt one and played with them. But like you said, it's new. There are questions about safety. And so we're fortunate that safety has been a top priority for Nyron, both to ensure that we're safe at the company as we're making this, but to make sure that what we're making is safe for users and a really big way safe for the environment. So it's the clean earth magnet, not just because it sounds catchy, but because we're taking something that was not so clean, the rare earth magnets, and saying, let's achieve the same thing in a way that is cleaner, that is safer, and can be more effective, can be more cost effective. So there's an education component. And we're also lucky being local to the Twin Cities, being associated with and still closely working with the university. that those chances for local education and outreach, those are really important for us. And it's going to become important as we start to sort of open up our doors and these magnets enter products and exit the building.
And this clean earth magnet, I mean, how long does it last?
So it, like all magnets, there's not, I think, really a date that you start to worry about it spoiling by. We're very fortunate that some of the motors that are powering the heating systems of the buildings in downtown Minneapolis are as old as the buildings themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we'll start the timer, and we hope not to turn it off for some time now. It's some of the really exciting thing about permanent magnets is the magnetism is a property of the material, not like an electromagnet where you turn it on and off with the power supply. When the power goes out, magnets are still magnets.
The magnets are still magnets. There you go. You know, it's interesting that you are a part of this and that your team has done, you guys have done such great work. As I keep reading this, I feel better and better about it. And then I start looking, listening, thinking about babies, right? Women that are pregnant. We were always told, you know, you got to be careful with magnets if you're pregnant. Would this also be something you'd look at and say, nope, you don't have to do that anymore? Or do you say, be careful?
So what I will say is nobody should eat these. And I hope that that's true of a whole lot of the things that you you buy. But and that's not for toxicity reasons. It's that, you know, it's not a toy. This is it's a really exciting technology, and there are no health concerns we have today related to folks who are at, you know, any conditions, whether you're healthy, whether you're pregnant, whether you're young, whether you're old. None of those things are a big concern. None of those things are something that we are seeing any challenges with today. So really fortunate in that respect. But it's a new technology, and so what we're also very cognizant of is we are doing the testing. We are doing the checks and the balances, and a very significant portion of the folks who have joined NIRN in the last week year are those who are dedicated to quality and those who are dedicated to meeting standards so that when something is out there in the world, it's safe for everyone.
Wow. Now that sounds great to me as a mother and a grandmother. So thank you so much for that, Tom. Tom Granger, is there any way you have time for me to take a break and come back? And I just have one or two more questions for you.
I'd love to talk to you on the other end of the break.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Tom. We'll be back in just a moment. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us. And as you were hearing from Tom Granger, Senior Director of NIRN Magnetics, it's been a very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us, Tom.
Great to be here.
I do want to mention NIRN Magnetics, and you did talk about this a little bit. It is a technology company. I want to let everyone know that, that is spun out from a program at the University of Minnesota, which you said, that looks to eliminate environmentally destructive rare earth mining by replacing those precious materials with cleaner alternatives. Some people will say, okay, they tell us the life, you know, time of this new battery, this new invention, you know, is going to last a long, long time. But will people be able to, you know, keep giving it more energy so that it can keep working, or it works on its own?
So there's a line that said, this is a magnetic material that works with electric motors. Those motors will still need batteries like they always have. And so for the battery materials, you can use this magnetic material with any battery material. And I'm not an expert in battery materials. I'll just have to tell you that, full candid. On the magnetic material side, that reliability testing, making sure that it lasts not just for a long time, but for as long as you need it, that's work that we're still pushing on. And so far, the results are all saying that, yes, it's going to last. But we're going to keep testing. We're going to make sure that that's true.
So when they tell us that, you know, this technology is still at least a few years away, how few?
So we're expecting to see the first magnets leaving Minneapolis to be built into products at the factories downstream. Those magnets will be leaving at the late end of next year, so the late 24. And that'll be very small volumes for just the first initial products, the first ones that are out in the market that we can see. But we're very excited because it's been a long road. And I'll just say it's not just the university that's been supportive on that road. We announced recently the investments from GM and Stellantis. We've also benefited from another local supporter. The Shakopee and Wahkatchewan Sioux community has a long history of looking at environmental stewardship, making sure things are safe and clean, and investing in the businesses in the Twin Cities areas that help with that. We've been fortunate to have them involved as an investor in this last round, but also very early on. We were getting off our feet and just graduating from the University of Minnesota, if you will.
That's amazing. I'm sure there are going to be so many new ways that you can use these magnets in the future. And I'm just so excited about it as a mother and a grandmother, knowing that my babies will be, you know, healthier with these batteries in our world. So thank you.
We're trying to make sure they grow up in a cleaner world.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tom. It has been such a pleasure.
Carolyn, thanks for having us.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everyone. I hope you really heard all of that. I really, those that couldn't, please listen to our podcast and, you know, find out exactly what this is all about. When you hear someone say the word nitron or, you know, or iron nitride, which is really iron nitrogen, you may be worried about it. You may say, well, what does this really mean for my children? What does this really mean for food and the farmers that are raising this and that sort of thing? Because, you know, magnets have done its dirt and it's wrong. You know, we created it somehow as human beings, but we've had a tough time with magnets and the challenges with this. But this is encouraging. It's encouraging, and that is something I love to be able to say. So thank you again, Tom, for sticking and staying with us here at WCCO tonight. All right, everyone, it's time for us to take a break. We look forward to our next guest. I tell you, when I looked at the list tonight, I was really excited because Ray Eden Frank of the Ramsey County Public Health Deputy Director is going to join us at 8:10, so stay tuned. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us. And as you were hearing from Tom Granger, Senior Director of Niron Magnetics, it's been a very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us, Tom.
Great to be here.
I do want to mention Niron Magnetics, and you did talk about this a little bit. It is a technology company. I want to let everyone know that, that is spun out from a program at the University of Minnesota, which you said, that looks to eliminate environmentally destructive rare earth mining by replacing those precious materials with cleaner alternatives. Some people will say, okay, they tell us the life, you know, time of this new battery, this new invention, you know, is going to last a long, long time. But will people be able to, you know, keep giving it more energy so that it can keep working, or it works on its own?
So there's a line that said, this is a magnetic material that works with electric motors. Those motors will still need batteries like they always have. And so for the battery materials, you can use this magnetic material with any battery material. And I'm not an expert in battery materials. I'll just have to tell you that full candid. On the magnetic material side, that reliability testing, making sure that it lasts not just for a long time, but for as long as you need it, that's work that we're still pushing on. And so far, the results are all saying that, yes, it's going to last. But we're going to keep testing. We're going to make sure that that's true.
So when they tell us that, you know, this technology is still at least a few years away, how few?
So we're expecting to see the first magnets leaving Minneapolis to be built into products at the factories downstream. Those magnets will be leaving at the late end of next year, so the late 24. And that'll be very small volumes for just the first initial products, the first ones that are out in the market that we can see. But we're very excited because it's been a long road. And I'll just say it's not just the university that's been supportive on that road. We announced recently the investments from GM and Stellantis. We've also benefited from another local supporter. The Shakopee Minnewaukitan Sioux community has a long history of looking at environmental stewardship, making sure things are safe and clean, and investing in the businesses in the Twin Cities areas that help with that. We've been fortunate to have them involved as an investor in this last round, but also very early on. We were getting off our feet and just graduating from the University of Minnesota, if you will.
That's amazing. I'm sure there are going to be so many new ways that you can use these magnets in the future. And I'm just so excited about it as a mother and a grandmother, knowing that my babies will be, you know, healthier with these batteries in our world. So thank you.
We're trying to make sure they grow up in a cleaner world.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tom. It has been such a pleasure.
Carolyn, thanks for having us.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everyone. I hope you really heard all of that. I really, those that couldn't, please listen to our podcast and, you know, find out exactly what this is all about. When you hear someone say the word nitron or, you know, or iron nitride, which is really iron nitrogen, you may be worried about it. You may say, well, what does this really mean for my children? What does this really mean for food and the farmers that are raising this and that sort of thing? Because, you know, magnets have done its dirt and it's wrong. You know, we created it somehow as human beings, but we've had a tough time with magnets and the challenges with this. But this is encouraging. It's encouraging, and that is something I love to be able to say. So thank you again, Tom, for sticking and staying with us here at WCCO tonight. All right, everyone, it's time for us to take a break. We look forward to our next guest. I tell you, when I looked at the list tonight, I was really excited because Ray Eden Frank of the Ramsey County Public Health Deputy Director is going to join us at 8:10, so stay tuned.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.